Good morning, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, I want to let everybody know out there, all the listeners, that Debbie is a patient of mine, and she has consented to spending some of her time on this Sunday. Thank you very much.
Sure.
To share her experience so far with regaining and restoring her health. And it just so happens that part of Debbie's issues are related to heart health, are they not?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
That was a lovely coincidence. I'm so pleased. So how did you come to learn about nutrition response testing in the first place?
Well, like many of your other patients, I had been listening to you on the radio probably about a year on and off. And I finally decided to come in because I knew you had some comprehensive testing that I wasn't getting. And I just had kind of a list of issues that I was hoping you could help me with.
Like what? Give me the list.
Yeah. Well, some of them were longstanding. Like I've been struggling with ADHD my whole life and had been on medication since the 90s when it was diagnosed. And so that was one of them. Recently, it's been high blood pressure and weight gain. And also, you know, suspicious of adrenal issues, possibly thyroid, fatigue. I had been diagnosed by my primary care with having vitamin D deficiency and magnesium, and so I was suspicious of other, you know, other vitamin deficiencies. And just a vague, you know, just not feeling as well as I did, you know, a few years ago. I have got a skin issue called seborrhea, and just a, you know, general irritability that I wanted to see if I could address.
Well, that's quite a list. And you waited a year, so I have to ask the obvious question.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Now that you know what you know,
yeah,
which we're going to get into, why did you take a year?
Well, for one thing, when I had my thyroid tested, I tested normal.
Ah, the old false negative.
Yeah. And
as you learned?
As I learned. And even though I had some obvious symptoms like hair loss and, you know, low body temperature, you know, normal's 98.6, and I was always in the 96, 97 range.
Wow. I mean, this what this points up, which is one of the points that I make on the show all the time, is that blood tests miss 90% of everything that is going on functionally with a human body. Now, I'm not saying this because I'm some, you know, crank somewhere, as you have discovered. I'm saying this because I learned this from a medical doctor. In fact, I learned it from two medical doctors. Blood test, and you actually heard me say this how many times probably over the period of a year if you were listening, you know, to the show on a consistent basis. Blood tests miss over 90% of everything that is going on functionally with the body. And so if you're suffering with some condition that you can, on your own, by the way, relate to an adrenal or a thyroid problem in this case, then you've got the thyroid problem. They're just not finding it. And you would agree with that now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
which is really kind of cool. It shows that all of the frustration, you know, it shows that, in fact, rather than having a doctor or a other practitioner offer you some sort of antidepressant because you're not getting well and you go and you say, well, geez, I'm kind of depressed. They ask you, well, why are you depressed? And you say, because I've got all these symptoms and they're telling me I'm perfectly healthy.
Right.
who wouldn't be depressed? And it turns out that, in fact, you don't have a Prozac or a, other antidepressant or Xanax deficiency, right?
Right.
It turns out you have nutritional deficiencies,
mm-hmm.
which you suspected all along.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you had this whole list of stuff. And at this stage of the game, I guess, and I'm not quite sure whether you answered it, but did you answer specifically why it took you a year?
I guess maybe just procrastination, the fact that I live in Oregon and you're in Washington and I knew I'd have to travel.
Oh, my God. So you have to travel a little bit to actually address your major health concerns.
Well, and then plus I wanted to get off my ADHD medicine because it was getting too expensive. And even though it works at first, a little bit, you know, in time you become resistant to it, and I think that was it.
And so what you said you got off. So did you actually get off before you came?
No,
you didn't. I didn't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason, of course, as you are learning, is because ADHD, ADD are all related to specifically the lack of function of your endocrine system and nothing else. ADD, ADHD is not a disease. It's not. It's a nutritional problem all the way. And I think you're starting to discover that. I'm sorry?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you're starting to discover that. For all of you people out there whose children are diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, it's an epidemic of epidemic proportion. And so many adults are being diagnosed with the same thing. But instead, it's all about nutrition. And you would agree with that.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So you were taking some medications. What other medications were you taking for your, you know, that whole list of things, your skin thing, your blood pressure thing?
Well, I have some cream, triamcinolone cream that I put on for this seborrhea. I was on medication for ADHD, and then later on, I developed high blood pressure, so I was on medication for that as well.
Right. So here we have the perfect example of medication upon medication upon medication. And although they appear to be addressing different conditions, in fact, they are addressing the same condition, which is the nutritional deficiency and what you suspected all along, thyroid and adrenal issues.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And you're learning that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you finally came, and I don't recall, Debbie, but did you come to a talk? Had you?
No, I haven't. I came strictly due to the radio show.
Strictly due to the radio show. But would you recommend someone who wanted a gradient step into the process to come to a talk?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Well, that way you get to see the nutrition response testing demonstrated and ask questions, and it's all free.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So was the evaluation painful, by the way?
Oh, no.
Was it unusual?
A little bit.
Talk about it.
Well, you go in at first, and everything is explained to you. You test the overall heart, isn't that right, first?
Well, we actually do. I mean, we use muscle testing.
Mm-hmm. And muscle testing.
Right. We use the muscle testing, which essentially is testing the autonomic nervous system. And the way that I was explaining it yesterday in my talk, I think may make some sense here, too. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, what most people are familiar with acupuncture, and people really don't know how acupuncture works, but acupuncture accesses the autonomic nervous system, which means self-regulating. That part of your nervous system, which essentially is responsible for the management of all of the functions of your body. So if you have high blood pressure, there is something that is malfunctioning. If you have an ongoing skin problem, there is something that is malfunctioning. If you have ADD, ADHD, there is some part of your functional system that is malfunctioning. And the autonomic nervous system is largely responsible for managing the balance, making sure that things don't happen, okay? So what we're doing is that the body, the acupuncture system, is a series of points or areas on the body that are very much akin to sort of like windows into the energetics of every organ and every gland. It's almost like a battery on the surface. And if those batteries are nice and charged up, we don't find much. And if they're not, then we find something. And that's what we found for you. That's how your muscle would go weak, for example, when I tested you. You follow?
Yes.
Yeah. So we did the testing. We used the muscle testing, and we found what was going on specifically with various parts of your body, various organs and glands, and we found that they were in fact in need of some support. Were they not?
Yes.
And I essentially put a program in front of you, and that program involved changes in your diet, according to the testing, and changes in the your habits, what you were doing in your supplements, adding some herbs and supplements. And so, you know, was any of that a problem, and how did you experience that?
The hardest thing for me was breakfast, because I had been a big pancake, waffle, egg person. And when I found out the sensitivities to grains and eggs that were specific to me, I had to find a new way to eat breakfast.
Like so many of us.
Yeah.
Right? Because that is, generally speaking, the American breakfast, right? Just yeah. go into anywhere. And that is the reason why so many people end up being functionally ill. It's why we have all the high blood pressure and high cholesterol and, you know, high blood sugar levels, because that's the way people are eating. And most people don't even know that they have those food sensitivities. Did you?
No. I didn't think I was allergic to anything.
You thought you were just fine, other than the fact that you had this laundry list of issues. I'm just fine. I just have this whole laundry list. And by the way, they're all separate. There's this one for this and one for that and one for something else. Not. So the most challenging part of your program was beginning to change your dietary habits, and in particular breakfast. And I will tell you that is probably the single biggest question, most oft asked question that I get when people start on their programs is, now what do I eat for breakfast? Right?
Right.
So what do you eat for breakfast?
Well, I read a lot of packages now, but I've been able to find some turkey sausage and chicken sausage that is all natural, no additives. And then I just have a fruit with it, or yogurt with fruit in it. Piece of cheese with the sausage, and I'm good to go.
Good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Good to go. And my goodness, sausages and yogurt and things like that, all heart unhealthy foods. Oh my goodness. And the result?
Yeah.
The result so far? Well, you've been on a program, what now, about 5-6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
So the result so far, eating this horribly unheart-healthy way?
Well, are you ready?
Go!
I've lost 14 pounds.
Ah! Oh, my gosh! Oh, no! Eating more saturated fat. You lost 14 pounds. Okay.
And I can eat butter.
And you can eat butter.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no!
And half and half in my coffee.
Oh, we're really headed into dangerous territory now.
And I'm off my high blood pressure med.
Stop the presses. Wait a minute. You're telling me that you have stopped eating pancakes and French toast and cereals and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All of the good heart healthy foods. Right?
Right.
You've stopped eating that.
Yeah.
And now you're eating high saturated foods, and your blood pressure went down.
Right.
Would you please explain that to me?
I can't. and
I'm, well, fortunately for you, I can. And there were some other changes that you're experiencing. So you lost some weight already,
mm-hmm.
and the blood pressure is now down in the normal range. And am I hearing without medication?
Right, I'm not taking it, and I do monitor it maybe every other night. And I'm still in the norm, you know, the good range.
Without medication?
Without the meds.
Eating saturated foods, blood pressure down, lost 14 pounds.
And no more ADHD medicine either.
And no more ADHD medicine. And the symptoms for you of the ADHD, how are those going?
Anxiety mainly and depression. Couldn't handle stress. All way improved.
My goodness. Just with nutrition, right?
Right.
Just with nutrition. And that's my experience every single time with people who are willing to finally take control of their nutrition and make changes according to their own personalized nutritional healing programs. And you've seen that. You've seen my office.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Packed, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Exciting or what?
Oh, beyond, I you know.
What's it worth?
It's worth its weight in gold, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you're actually getting the control. You're gaining control rather than being controlled, right?
Correct.
Which is exactly the way I introduce the show every week. And you know, I mean, what can you say about it?
Well, there's nothing like beginning to feel well again. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too late. Debbie,
mm-hmm.
I've got to take a break. Would you please hold? Because we're not quite done.
Okay.
Thank you so much.